now it's time for The Happy Family. The family that lives just up the street from just about everyone. Starring Dave Toole as Milton. Dan Ruppel as Gramps. And Mitch Teamley as the irrepressible little Billy. Pull up a chair and join us, won't you?
Oh, thank goodness you're home.
Hi, Dad.
Have I got something to show you?
What is it, Dad?
Well, I was in Billy's room today and I found something.
Marijuana? If my son's smoking marijuana, I'll kill him.
No, Milton, I'm afraid it's something worse.
What?
A Bible.
Are you sure?
Positive. It was under his mattress. I can't believe it.
Oh, wait a minute, Dad. Maybe he was just doing a book report or something.
No, Milton, and that's not all. Yesterday, I looked in his room, and he was praying. Praying on his knees.
Oh, no. Don't get excited, Dad. Maybe he was just looking for something under his bed.
Looking for what? His Bible? No, Milton, he was praying. Praying for what? He's got everything he ever needed.
Well, I've always said you spoiled the kid.
Well, you can't let the neighbors think that we're broke or something. And another thing, I don't like those new kids he's hanging around.
What do you mean, Dad? They all seem friendly enough to me.
Well, that's just it. Kids that age aren't supposed to be nice. And what happened to the smart-aleck delinquents that used to hang around?
Yeah, but, Dad, they seem to be happy.
Well, what right do they have to be happy? Growing up in this armpit of a city with the smog and the crazy people? And have you seen what Billy's wearing now? A necklace with a fish on it.
Wait a minute! A necklace?
That's right, son.
No son of mine is going to wear a necklace. I mean, the long hair was one thing, but a necklace?
He calls it choker.
Choker, poker, this is a disgrace to the family name. Oh, why didn't I make him join that football team?
Billy doesn't like football,
Milton. I don't care. Lyle Alzado doesn't wear a necklace.
Well, yes, he does, Milton. Remember that picture in Sports Illustrated a month back? I remember that.
What are we going to do, Dad? This could destroy our home.
No, I don't know, son.
Oh, maybe I should have roughed him up more when he was little. You know, punched him in the nose.
Well, it could have been marijuana. That I could have handled. But a Bible!
And a necklace!
What will the guys at the shuffleboard court
say? I've tried so hard to be a good father.
Yeah, I know.
Hi, Dad! Hi, Gramps!
Billy, can we talk to you for a minute, son?
Well, sure, Dad. What's up?
We found this in your room today.
Oh, yeah, my Bible.
Is that all you have to say? My Bible? How do you explain it?
Well, I've been wanting to tell you about this.
To tell us what? You're not sick, are you? The swine flu?
No, Grandpa, I'm not sick. I'm a Christian.
Well, what do you mean, a Christian?
Well, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Oh, no, he's a Jesus freak!
You're not going to shave your head or anything, are you, son?
Oh, no, Dad, you don't have to do anything like that. You just have to be born again.
Born again?
Are you saying your mother didn't do it right the first time? 9 months she put up with you!
No, Grandpa, not physically born again, spiritually.
Billy, why are you doing this? To spite us or what?
No, I love you.
Well, you better after all we've done for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, but... Well, what have you done for Jesus? And he still loves you. He loves you so much that he died for you. And all he wants in return is for you to love him back.
Are you sure you're not taking drugs?
No, I'm not taking drugs.
Well, then why not? All the other kids are!
Well, I know, but they're just looking for the answer, Dad. People try all sorts of things. Drugs and booze and sex.
Watch yourself, young man.
Sorry, Dad. And money. But, well, they never find it, except through Jesus.
Well, maybe you're right, son. Your generation definitely needs straightening out.
No, Grandpa, it's not just my generation. It's your generation. Yeah. And yours too, Dad.
Now, wait a minute. You don't see us smoking marijuana, do you?
Well, no, but, Dad, are you really fulfilled? I mean, you're always complaining about your job and the government and money.
That's right, sonny. You know how your ulcers act up every time you pay the bills.
Well, I wouldn't have to pay so many bills if you didn't visit that dumb astrologer twice a week.
Now, Milton, you can't talk to me that way. Zomo the Great says the people are supposed to be nice to me this month. After all, my third moon isn't Saturn.
Oh, what does all that mean?
I don't know, but it sounds official.
See, everybody's searching, and Jesus is the way.
The way to what?
To everything. Heaven, true happiness, inner peace.
I don't know. For an Aries, you're sure showing a lot of spunk.
Grandpa, isn't it time for you to take your medicine?
No, Milton, it's only 4:30.
Well, go on into the kitchen anyway. Count the pills or something. Just get on in there. So, Billy, what do you mean by all this born-again jazz?
Dad, wouldn't you like a fresh start?
Well, yeah, I suppose, but... Well, son, I can't get involved in some fad.
I'm not talking about a fad, Dad. I'm talking about a relationship with the Lord.
Son, listen, I'm a lot older than you. You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Dad, the Bible says we're new creatures in Christ. Old things are passed away and all things become new.
But, Billy, there's just too much to give up.
But what are you hanging on to? worry, strife, loneliness.
All right. I see where you're coming from. Listen, you may be right, too. Maybe there isn't much worth hanging on to. But listen, give me a chance to think about it a little, would you, son?
Sure, Dad.
That's my boy.
Will Milton accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior? Can little Billy live up to the commitment he has made? For the answers to these questions and more, tune in next time when you'll hear Gramps say,
"What's this bit about old things passing away?"
This is H.T. Pratt, hoping your family is a happy family. Good night.